Is John Borak the most significant author of 2020? WXXI's Jeff Spivak believes so.
John Borak has finally written a book. The Club Van Cortlandt is a mere 132 pages. It is an inexplicably charming coming-of-age tale, like The Catcher in the Rye played out in a New York City welfare hotel. The Van Cortlandt Hotel, 1968, and his freshman year at Columbia University.
Because it was the year that defined who I was no longer and who I was to become.
So, who is John Borak? As a young man, he worked at New York City's iconic The Strand bookstore. He owned the Village Green, the Rochester indie bookstore on Monroe Avenue. He's held jobs as a financial advisor and stockbroker, president of the 19th Ward Community Association, and he's even been a city legislative aide. And there was his late-blooming career as a conceptual artist. Something called Dinner Theater was one of his many shows presented at Rochester's Muck Theater. The show was nothing more than eight people sitting at a dinner table, eating and talking.
A year and a half after I did the show, I was in Wegmans, and a woman I had never seen walked up to me and said, "You robbed an evening of my life."
For Borak, failure has proven as meaningful as success. Being taken seriously was never the point. He wrote The Club Van Cortlandt on his cell phone while in waiting rooms as his wife Jackie was being treated for a neurological disorder that eventually took her life this spring. She proofread it for him, often with a raised eyebrow. The Club Van Cortlandt was published this fall. It's available on Amazon.
I learned that no matter what one's life circumstances are, maybe, one is still alive. And all the people I met in the hotel in the Club Van Cortlandt were very much alive. They were very spirited. They were very active. They were very committed.
Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.